All right, well, today it's going to be a little bit different for our lesson time. It is a new year, technically. We know our New Year's happens at the end of May, all right? But we're going to go along with everybody else with this whole New Year's thing. And what I'd like to do is I'd like to just look ahead at this spring and this summer, all right? And I know technically it includes some winter, because in my perfect world, winter is December, January, February, and then it sharply transitions to spring for March, April, May. So every season, you only get 3 months, okay? You don't get more than that. You only get three. So we're actually looking a little bit at the winter, spring, and at the summer. I am sure you've taken some time to reflect about your New Year's resolutions, and you're already saying, I'm going to read every day, and then you said, where's my January reading plan? Man, I really should have picked one up when they asked me 100 times to go pick one up, but I want you to look ahead at our youth group and what we're doing, and some of that's going to be looking behind as well to get a little bit of feel for things, okay? When it comes to our youth group, I am blown away that there are young men and young women that want to come consistently to hear God's word being taught. If you have experienced other youth groups, not all youth groups, it didn't take you very long to see that there's something a little different about what we do. We teach the Bible in large chunks at a time. And I know for some of you, there's that strain and that struggle to stay awake and to stay focused, but we appreciate you doing those things. But you guys have been incredibly faithful. And looking at June, which June is really the start of New Year's, through December, I wanted us just to take a quick look at our Sunday youth average. We average about 98 youth. So that's pretty remarkable to average that. That doesn't include the higher, the lower, whatever it might be. But then on Wednesday, we average about 101. Now, it's a little bit backwards because previously, Sunday's always been bigger than Wednesday. But for the most part, you guys are pretty spot on. So I appreciate you coming and making both of those an effort to be here. Now, I won't show you the middle school numbers because they are way skewed to, they all come on Wednesday and not a lot of them come on Sunday, and I'm still trying to work through that, but I'm assuming that you guys drive yourself and that you make it a point to be here, so I want to say thank you, all right? For our roster, we have 84 men, yeah, men, right? 84 men, and we have 71 ladies, and this doesn't include leaders, so these numbers aren't leaders, these are just you guys, all right? And you can see of that, total of 155 youth, so about 63%, 65% of our roster attends on Sundays and Wednesdays, which is really, really good. And so I want to say thank you to you guys for coming here. And I would challenge you to keep coming because we want to teach you the Bible, we want to love you, we want to pray for you, but you make our job a lot easier when you actually show up. So thanks for doing that. Keep making church a priority. Now, when you look at our youth group, just a little bit of an FYI, you ninth graders, you can see that you make up 39 of our total there. And it's pretty consistent, all right? The seniors, which is normal, it's normal for the senior class to be a little bit smaller because as you grow and get more independence and drive and stuff like that, some of you don't quite keep coming and things along those lines, but it's pretty much very similar. But you can see these 13 ninth grade guys have it good because they have a 1-to-2 ratio, okay? So if they mess that up, that is on them. The 10th grade is pretty split. The 11th grade's opposite. And then the 12th grade is opposite as well, where there are way more men than there are ladies. Now, something that we did when you signed up for your small group request and you did your code of conduct is you put your schooling on there. And the reason why I wanted to look at that is probably a year ago, you know, we as teachers were looking at the idea of challenging people to share the gospel. And every time it was, well, go share the gospel, but I know a good chunk of you are homeschooled, so there's no one to share the gospel with. Like you're just sitting at home with mom all day and she's teaching you. And then it was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. There's many different classifications of those who would call themselves homeschool, and there's actually a lot more opportunities out there than we would assume. And so we started to look and analyze what are the different ways you're being schooled. And this is important for us because there is knowledge that's being dropped into your brain. And we want to know, where is that knowledge source coming from? When we assume that about half of you are homeschooled, we're thinking that your CBC mom is at home with you, one-on-one, giving you information. Well, in reality, that's not the case in most, okay? Some of you are going to public school, all right? You go to public school, we know that there's battlegrounds there. We know that there are good influences. We know that there are bad influences. Some of you are going to private school, and it's kind of 50-50 on that too. Some of your private schools are, whew, burn that chapel lesson. And then a few of you are going to some that are okay and that are encouraging you and plotting you along. For some of you, you have a good homeschool situation where it's information, good doctrine that's being taught to you, but then some of you, there might be a few different other factors that we want to make sure that we're looking at, okay? And again, all of this is, not that one is better than the other, it's just to help give us an understanding of our group and where we go from here, all right? The first category would be what we would call the truly homeschooled, in a sense of they have few or no outside classes, all right? And so some of this, the numbers aren't perfectly adding up because we had a lot of people register for small groups, but then over time, some of them didn't. So the numbers here are going to be bigger than that 155 we looked at earlier, okay? So about 35 of you, you said, I have few or no outside classes. It is mostly mom, or maybe you're doing an online thing, or maybe you're doing a correspondence deal, that type of deal. Then there are 49 of you that are a combo of homeschool and outside classes. So this would be your classical conversations and your CBC home educators. And I made these a little different, all right, because we have a lot of confidence with what's going on with the CBC home educators as far as the information that you're getting. For a lot of you that are in classical conversations, you actually have CBC teachers that are running the program and that are teaching the program. And so that's why I designate those just a little bit differently. All right, then we have kind of your private home combo. This is your Trinity Prep and your Coram Deo. Those types where you go for maybe 2 days a week or maybe 3 days a week, but then the rest is at home. And then you have your true private school, Faith, Liberty, Covenant. All right, there's about 11 there, so 6% of you are in that boat. And then when it comes to public school, there are 53 of you that go to a public school. So that's about 31% of our group that goes to a public school. Then, this is something that we realized a number of years ago. Some of you, we thought you were at home with mom being taught, but you're actually at TCC. And that is way different. The things that you get taught there and the people that you interact with, it's way different. So we want to know that so we know how to shepherd you guys. So there are about 7 of you that are already doing college courses predominantly, and that's where you're receiving your education, okay? If I was to classify these or to simplify the data a little bit more, I would probably do it in these two types of groups. The group on the far left are the ones that were pretty confident with the information that you're getting about the Bible being accurate, okay? The group on the right, that it doesn't mean that you can't do those things or it's wrong to do those things, but we want to come alongside and make sure that we're fortifying the knowledge and the truth that you guys are receiving in that regard, okay? So about 48% fall in that left-hand category. And then about 51%, and you're like, those don't add up. Well, there's decimals and all that fun stuff and things like that that are on this right-hand side, all right? If you took it a step further, all right, you could even look at it as kind of a 48% are this far left, okay, where you're getting homeschool. This is some sort of a private school, which is about 16% of you. And then over here is about 35%. And I like to look at this because, as I mentioned, we're not promoting one over the other. Okay, my kids go to public school. A lot of you go to homeschool. Some of you go to private school, all right? It is a choice by your parents on what they want you to do and what you want your school day to look like and stuff. But this is helpful for us to understand because many times as a teenager, we think, I'm the only one. There's no one like me, okay? Oh, I'm all alone. Everybody is this other category. And it's like, no, it's not true. There are lots of people in different groups. But also, it helps us know how to minister to you and how to shepherd you in the application of our lessons. And really, most of you, if not all of you, you have the way homeschooling was back in like the late 90s, early 2000s, you think of like the Tim Hawkins homeschool family where you all jump in the 15-passenger white van, right, and you never leave the house except to go to Chick-fil-A and church and stuff like that. A lot of that's really gone, okay? It's gone out the window, and you are getting a lot of interaction in social circles, which is a good thing. So we want to make sure that we're ministering to you like that and not assuming things are the way that they were before, all right? Also wanted to look at your service breakdown and say thank you so much for faithfully serving in our church. When it comes to our ministry teams, music team, A team, birthday team, on and on and on, snack team, and there are 40 of you, so 40 out of that 155 are actively serving on what we call a ministry team. There's 45 of you that are actively serving in Awana, and if you haven't figured this out yet, without you, we don't have Awana, okay? You do a lot of the work. You make up a good chunk of the workers that are doing things. Now, with this, it's not the same 40 that are serving, in case you're wondering. It's not 40 here and they picked up five bums to go to Awana or something like that. There are 24 that are unique Awana. So they serve in Awana, but they don't serve on one of those ministry teams. So in the end, I don't even know how many of you do AV and orchestra. I didn't want to write that down. A few of you do that. Orchestra people, we got any orchestras? They're probably still playing or something like that. But there's a handful that do orchestra, and there's a couple of you guys that serve in the big church AV, whether it's Sunday night or sometimes on Sunday mornings as well. So thank you so much for serving. All right? When it comes to implementing our emphasis, I know implementing starts with an I, but it didn't work out with my alliteration. We still want to put these in front of you, to promote these things, to train you in these things, what we call the essentials. And these essentials are our core biblical priorities. So if you are a Christian, you have repented and believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, we want to challenge you to continue to be faithful to worship and to grow in your worship of God. We want you to study the Bible more. We want you to be praying. We want you to be fellowshipping with one another. We want you to be serving and sharing the gospel. These core biblical priorities are to strengthen our devotion to Jesus Christ and to deepen our love for God and others and to cause us to grow in personal holiness. So if you're sitting here and you are a Christian and you want to grow in your love for God and you want to grow in your love for others, this is how you do it. You practice these essentials. And in doing this, our theme verse, Galatians 2:20, I have been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself up for me. And as you're turning the corner on 2021 and you are now in 2022, your goals, your resolutions, your whatever you call these things, I pray that they're with that mindset. Christian, this life is not about you. This life is about God, and it's about God's kingdom. And we are here to advance God's kingdom, to further God's kingdom. And so the priorities that we put in place and the things that we do and the stuff we commit to need to be in line with that. We need to be practicing these core biblical priorities. Well, when it comes to worship, we're talking both corporately and individually. And we now have data on teens' attendance in the worship center. So now that we do that little QR code and stuff like that, we have started to, where I can go back and I can track whether you're actually going to big church, which will be fun, because I'm going to do that in the next couple of weeks, because to be on a ministry team, you sign up and you say, I am regularly and actively going to big church, and I take your word for it. And now I'm going to go back, and I'm going to say, oh, hey, what's going on, buddy? You haven't been there in a couple months. Oh, I didn't sign the pad. We'll sign the pad. Do the QR code, whatever it is, because this is not the church right here. The emphasis is big church. And I'm not going to ask for you to show of hands, but I guarantee you, some of you, after youth, are going to hop in your car and go home. Now, sometimes that happens. Sometimes you have other things going on. Sometimes you're not feeling well, whatever it might be. I get it. We don't want to be legalistic. I'm not going to follow you out in the parking lot. But what I'm saying is, how often do you grace those doors? How often are you in there? Teaching, worship, fellowship, all of that happening at a different level than right here with just your youth group. So you should want to and should grow and learn from that time over there. And if we're talking about biblical priorities, we're talking about growing, doing the right thing, learning, it's a big step right there. Don't just go home, go worship with the other believers there. When it comes to Bible study, we're still going to promote the reading plan and the memorization plan. Hopefully you've got a good start on that as far as the memorizing, since we already had quiz number one. But keep reading and growing. And again, I challenge you, use that how you would like. You can just do the New Testament. You can just do the Old Testament. You can do a combo of both. You can rotate, okay? The idea isn't that we have a reading plan that you have to do the same thing every single day for the rest of your life. You can plan and look ahead and say, wow, man, I've never read Isaiah before. I'm going to really dive into Isaiah. Or you can use your small group to kind of help organize that and what you're going to do on those things, okay? When it comes to prayer, I think all of us would say we need to work on our prayer life. Every day in the reading plan, there's a different category or a different theme to be praying about. And I would encourage you to keep growing in that. Fellowship. The reading plan does a number of things where, you know, we put people's birthdays on there. It reminds us that we have Sunday and Wednesday night and stuff like that, those types of deals. Come on Wednesdays. Come on Sundays. Go to big church. Do other things. Fellowship and grow with one another. When it comes to service, I already mentioned this. A lot of you are helping out with Awana. You're helping out with ministry teams. I really appreciate that. You're doing a great job with it. Keep that up. Just remember, when you serve, are you serving to hang out with your friends? Are you serving to love and to minister to those that you're serving? All right, keep that heart in the right place. Our kids club is going to be coming up over spring break. We need you. Remember, we invite kids from the neighborhoods to come and hear the gospel, and we put on a little mini VBS. Those signups will be coming up soon. We'd love to have you be a part of it. And then I need a lot of people to help out with the basketball camps. Even if you're not a basketball player, you can come and high-five the kids. We get a ton of visitors that come to that and come to VBS and stuff like that. And so we'd love for you to keep serving in those ways. One thing I forgot, with the Bible study, we are going to do two things, all right? Last fall, we did our Getting Grounded on Tuesday mornings, and we studied systematic theology. This spring, we're going to do it again, and I haven't looked at the results yet, but we're either going to study spiritual depression, talking about the joys that we have in Christ, or we're going to look at decision-making in the will of God. And so I will invite you to that if you want to come and be a part of it. But we're also putting together a library cart that stays over in the back cave, and we're going to roll it out. And things like the Book of the Month or really key books that I would love for you to read, we're going to leave them on that cart. And if you want to take one home and read it, take it home and read it and then bring it back. And that's our way of getting some good literature just right there for you. So you can take those things home and you can read those, all right? So those are some things that are coming up, all right? Evangelism, a lot of these are the same things. You have VBS, you have the kids' basketball club camp. Don't forget, Awana is a great program for evangelism. You're sharing the gospel, you're sharing your life with those kids, but also, we want you to be sharing in your everyday life. You know, when's the last time you shared with someone the gospel? And I already pointed out the fact that you're not at home all day with your mom for school. There's people in your classrooms. You're like, yeah, but we're all in a homeschool classroom. Are all those people, all of them know the gospel? I don't know. Even the people in the youth group, we take for granted sometimes that everyone in here is a Christian. People in your own small group that need to hear the truth but need to see the truth lived out through you, all right? So with all of that, I want us to look at our calendar a little bit, and this is a good time if maybe you have questions and stuff like that. I want you to understand what's going on with the year ahead. January is pretty standard, okay? We're going to do a better job of keeping the right dates and the right people put on the calendar. We had to move a lot of things around with teachers and stuff like that, but this is at the front of your reading plan. It's also online for you guys to see. We will have our typical Babes Bunko registration right here. That's a parent youth event, which you love. You do need one of your parents to actually go with you. You can even offer to pay for them. And you're like, but I have to register with a credit card. Well, ask them for their credit card and then give them the money back or something like that. But it is a great time. Love to have you be a part of that. You can also see that that night the Kids Club sign up is going to begin, so you can be a part of it. We have our Disney parents meeting for those that are going to Disney on at 8:40 in the North Building for you guys. Men, you can go to the men's breakfast. You can register online for that when that comes out to further and to grow. You'll notice that we're going to be studying Ezra, Esther, and Nehemiah this spring. Really looking forward to all of that, but that's what January looks like. We also put things on the calendar, like when the registration closes for stuff. When it comes to February, we do have, I know everyone's thinking about it, we have Disney coming up, so the dates are right there for Disney. Looking forward to that. Should be a great time. But I also would encourage you to come and be a part of our conference. We're looking at the Our Glorious Hope. So we have some great speakers that are coming. Be a wonderful time for you to engage and to learn. You can also, for those that are ministry approved, you can sign up to serve and be a blessing there to the parents and help out with those things. But we have our conference coming up. In March, this is our typical week of spring break, so we don't have Wednesday night youth. We are going to do High School Outpost on the 4th, and we're going to stick to our new time. We bumped it up an hour. Instead of starting it at 9, we started it at 8, and that's worked out pretty well. We're going to go from 8 to 10:45. You do a great job of inviting guests, and so keep doing that. Invite those guests so they can come and participate. With the Kids Club, those are the Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. There's different homes. There's the Bepcos. There's my home. We're working on a couple of different homes where you can sign up and you can go run like the games or be the snack person or you're the shepherd. So like with VBS, you come and you're a part of it and you help out and it's great. Well, at the Kids Clubs, like it's you. You are the shepherd. You are the snacks person. And it's good training, but it's also a great way to share the gospel to those kids, all right? There's another men's breakfast coming up. And then we have, you might have noticed this little bad boy, the high school summer camp signups begin. Now, with high school summer camp, Lord willing, I know I've said this for like 4 straight years, we are going to Missouri, okay? Lord willing, we are going to Missouri. The biggest difference, those of you that went last time to Missouri, which, has anyone been? Did all of that get cycled out? Oh, all right. So this is a great camp. It's a lot of fun. And there's a really cool place called All God's Children Camp that we stay at. But you're never going to get to stay there. Sorry. We paid them and they've been rolling over our deposit year after year. Someone else bought them and said, we don't do this anymore, so you can't stay there. So we're going to tent camp. No, we're not going to tent camp. You guys don't know me at all. There is a new camp that we found. And I'm pretty excited about it. I still need to learn a few of the details, but we wanted this to still be the trip where we didn't have to go stay in hotels, where there's enough rooms and cabins and stuff like that. And this one's one of those ones where, like, they make the food, so we'll have, like, mess hall times or whatever it is. I don't know what it is. And they got all the stuff advertised, but we're still sorting through exactly what we're going to do. But, you know, we're going to do the Arch. The Fun City Museum is a blast. See, look, you haven't been, so I'm going to have to sell you on how awesome all these things are. Where before, a third of you had already been on the camp, and you're like, it's the best ever! And you tell your friends, but I'm sure we will be full, and you will love it. Okay, so we're working on the details on that, but those sign-ups start March 30th. Now, you do know this. When it comes to our trips, we're too big just to leave an open registration. So these last couple of trips that we've done, we've had to set a number and close it. So I would encourage you, it's not going to fill up on that first Wednesday. It's not like Disney, okay? But it'll probably fill up within the first 2 weeks or so is what I'm assuming. And we're at the point where I can't keep adding vans. We already are going to be taking 2 buses. I can't add another bus. We're too big for the place that we go to. And when we show up to Fun City Museum, we're too big if we add. So if you want to go, we would love to have you go, all right? And right now, We got a couple of options on our guest speakers, waiting for a few details to come in, but I will let you guys know. It'll either be our typical missionary Olympics, or since we're staying at a camp, I might switch this to the Survivor camp, which, by the way, how many of y'all went to Colorado Springs with us? Okay, good. Colorado Springs is Survive in the Springs. We do our Survivor games, and you get in your tribes, but we stay at the Embassy Suites. So it's a little inconsistent to talk about surviving and then going back to the mint that's on your pillow. So we might flop that, but I haven't decided quite yet, all right? But I would love for you to go. Again, guests are welcome to go to this as well, but it's kind of a first come, first serve on the registration. Now, April. April is a little bit lighter because we know a lot of you have your proms and your yada yada. Some of you even have graduations now at the end of April and stuff like that. It's getting close. But you see, we have a ladies' spring event. We, of course, have Easter, stuff like that. Oh, we have quiz number 3 for you guys on the 20th, right there. Ooh, I will say this. I got to point this out. You see, March 2nd is quiz night number 2 for middle school. To make my life easier, when it's the middle school quiz, they get the children's building. That means you don't. So when the middle school has their quiz, you guys get to go down to Middle Earth, and that's where we're going to meet over in the student center. Okay? So I know it'll be really weird. Some of you are going to walk up, and you're like, what's up with all these little people running around? And we'll gently remind you, take the 15-minute walk over there to the student center. Okay? Something to look forward to. May. When it comes to May, we're wrapping things up. We're finishing out the school year strong. This doesn't affect you, but we have our new 6th graders. Senior banquet. For those of you that are graduating, we'll send you invitations. We'll do this over in the chapel. And Michael is the one, hopefully he hasn't quit, that you're actually going to give pictures to. And it happens every year. Bleeding hearts of the world unite. 6 or 7 of you, oh, I forgot my pictures. What can I do, Michael? And he says, ah, ha, 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 ha. No, he doesn't laugh. Yes, he laughs, okay? But when he starts emailing you and asking for pictures, you should give him pictures. Because when we do the big video at the end, it's really weird and awkward when you're not in it. And all you had to do was give him pictures, all right? Pictures, please, please. You already have them for your other graduations and stuff, so you can get those organized and you can get those to Michael as soon as you want, right? And he'll do all of that. We will also pick a Sunday, and that will be the Sunday where we want to take a group picture of all the seniors. And if you miss that Sunday, you're not in the group picture. So Sandy takes that picture, and she makes it a focal point on the picture album that we give you. And if you don't show up on that one, then we're all just like, oh, how sad. We'll have to, like, cut your head out of something and like paste it on a different one or something along those lines. So those are some things that we want to for you to look forward to. Also, seniors, we'll let you know, but for those of you that are ministry approved, we would love to hear from you about different things that you've enjoyed about the youth group, different opportunities where you were challenged, what you liked, and they record all of those, and then we incorporate those in our Aloha Night video, which we show on the 25th, okay? So you can be looking forward to all those fun things. This Aloha Night, I know it's really far away, but this is when the seniors finish with us, and then they go to the college group the following Sunday. I know, sad times. June, there it is. Your parents don't need to text me. Hey, when is the summer camp? Do you know the dates of the summer camp? All right? Just so you all know, every time, okay, when the month of January is over, online, on our online calendar, we'll put all of the information for January 2023. So we're always a year ahead of time. So you don't have to ask me when the camp is. The camp is already there. Most likely, we will meet about 8 in the morning on that Monday, and then we will get back probably about 6 or 7 p.m. on that Friday. And the reason why we like that is if you had some sort of a trip the weekend before, or you have somewhere to go the weekend after, then you can get both of those things in, okay? As long as it's enough time for Michael to make the camp video. See, I'm signing up Michael for all this stuff. I love it. This Wednesday night, even those that graduated, that went on the trip, you would be welcome to come back that night, and you can watch the high school camp video with us on that Wednesday night. All right? You don't have to worry about the middle school camp, but that's VBS for you guys to sign up in and to help out with. This, Lord willing, is the first night in your new small groups. I know you're so excited about that. We have the kids' basketball camp and all those fun things. Okay? So, that is January through August. You know when everything is. You have no excuse for missing any of those things. We would love for you to come and be a part of it. All right? A few helpful reminders is on Sunday morning, 8 a.m. is the earliest that you should arrive. Okay? On Wednesday nights, the earliest you should arrive is 6:15 a.m., which should be p.m. Don't take that as a.m. I know some of you will. Okay? That's just a friendly reminder. We as leaders, we're not here yet. We're not set up yet. This isn't meant, I shouldn't walk through the doors and find people playing and doing things in here. You shouldn't be here. All right? So those are the times, that, and some of you are like, whoa, I can get here at 6:15? Woohoo! Yeah, you can. All right? People are already playing Foursquare. They're already shooting hoops and stuff like that. You always look at me really mean when I kick you out at 9, but I'm like, look, dude, some of you have been here at 6:15. Get out of here, okay? If you want more hangout time, you can come on the front end, and you can be a part of things. The dismissal times on Sunday morning, that's easy, right? Because we just tell you to get out of here, and you go. We end about 10:10. Somewhere along those lines. And then on Wednesday nights, we end at 8:30. You're welcome to leave anytime after 8:30. You don't even have to tell me you're leaving. You just go leave, okay? But if you stay on the campus, you need to stay in here. Not hang out there, not hang out in the parking lot, not hang out somewhere else. If you stay on the campus, you need to stay in here. But at 9, we're ready to roll. We're ready to go home, okay? We're ready to get out of here. So at 9 o'clock, that's what it is. On Wednesdays, just a reminder, don't park in the extra parking from now on, because that is where the parents and the middle school pickup will be. So you can park in any of that parking over there. All right? That'll be very helpful. The only thing on those arrival times to keep in mind, that I know that some of you serve on a ministry team. So if you're on the A team and your leader says, I need you there at 6, well, then you can get there at 6 because I know your leader is there to watch you and to get you started, all right? Or they might ask you to get here at 7:45 a.m. All right, for the college group, I know some of you are really sad about the middle school going down to the student center because you know I'm going to catch you when you try to sneak into the college group now, okay? The college group time on Wednesday night is for the college group. It's for them. We want them to socialize and interact and do the things that they do, all right? If you have a college sibling that you are actually getting a ride home with, then you can go hang out with the college group when we boot you out at 9 o'clock. So at 9 o'clock, hey, we love you. You're wonderful people. Get out of here. And you go, oh, I have a sibling that's in the college group. They're my ride home. What shall I do? Well, then you are going to walk down to the college group, and you don't hang out outside. You hang out inside where the college group is. If you do not have a sibling giving you a ride home, then you do not go to the college group. Your parents should be here by 9 to whisk you away so you can do homework and get a good night's sleep and all of that fun stuff. I am finding high schoolers that don't have college siblings going down that way, and you shouldn't. Okay? And now I'm going to be conveniently located there with the middle schoolers to help you remember. Okay? All right. So real quick. Oh, yeah. Let me go back in case you. Ooh, will this work? Ah, it did work. Yes. All right. In case you have been in a cave this whole time and you're not familiar with our website, I want to go back there. Right here, again, is our calendar. So if you click on that bad boy, you can see everything all the way through December 2022. So all that stuff that I just showed you is right there online. The memorization plan, if you want to do Quizlet, if you're familiar with Quizlet, that's a great way to quiz yourself. You can even get an app on your phone and stuff like that for all of the Bible quizzing. It's right there. Let me go back. But just so you know what we're memorizing, it's there. If you want to serve and you're not ministry approved, you click on this ministry application. It'll give you all the information. If you forgot to pick up a reading plan, you can go right here and you can get a reading plan, okay? If you're missing on a Wednesday and you're like, man, it would be really cool to be able to watch what's going on and to see the lesson, then you can go over here. That's the cross-training one. Up. There we go. And there are all of them. Maybe there's a lesson that you missed in the series or something like that. You can go back and we live stream all of our Wednesday nights, okay? If there's something going on in your life and you would like to send me a note, just something going on, something you want me to pray about, a question that you have, you can go online right there and you can send me a note. If there's something big that's going on, I'd love to help out. You can schedule a time, and that time can be a phone call, it could be a meeting, it could be a Zoom call, whatever it might be. I want to remind you guys that my job, I'm here for you. And so this is my way of just making it very easy to get a hold of me, to contact me, to ask me questions and things like that. So use those two links that are on our webpage. It'll be very, very helpful. I mentioned Bible quizzing before. Don't forget all of the quiz stuff. If you want to see the next schedule, it's already on there. So you can see exactly who you're quizzing against and where you're quizzing. A lot of it will be very similar. Okay, you can see, the results. So the quiz standings for the entire year, you're going to be able to see that. Here are all the results from quiz number one that are listed on there. And I'm just going to leave all this stuff on the website so you can go and you can access those things however you would like. If you've never joined Remind is it's a free text group. There's an app. It works best with the app because I can send screenshots and stuff like that directly to the app. But if you're like, oh, do we have youth tonight? Or, oh, when's the sign up for camp? I text those out via Remind. And so, you can opt in, and when summer camp is open, I will send out a Remind, so it comes in the app, or it shows up as a text message, and you can just click on the link, and you can sign up for stuff, all right? So if you're new and you haven't done our annual release form, there's the release form to do any of the activities with us, but most of you have already done this, so you don't have to worry about that, okay? If you forget the other link, here's the link to the live stream and all that fun stuff. All right, so there's our website. A few things to consider, and as we wrap up, you guys have been very patient. I find this very helpful to look at this data and to analyze these things. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. Seniors, don't quit early. Don't quit early. You're about to be grown adults forever. So enjoy being a youth for a little bit longer. Don't get the whole, oh, I'm too cool for Outpost. Or, oh, I've got this, oh, these, come. Learn, grow, serve. Sometimes the senior will get the, oh, this is all beneath me type of mentality. But then they forget that there's people that you should be loving and caring and shepherding, reaching into their life, those types of deals. So keep up with that. Don't quit early, all right? You should already be looking ahead. We talked about this when we had our senior Sunday. You should already be looking ahead to the school that you're going to. You should be doing research about what church you're going to go to when you go there. If you don't know about the college group yet, you should be looking to anticipate transition in the college group, getting involved. All those things. I would love it. If you want to, come on camp with us, okay? We'd love to have you. If you look at it and say, man, you know what? I'm ready to go on the college camp, then focus on that and go on the college camp, those transitions and stuff, but don't quit youth early. Everyone else, prepare to step up. So we have these, 5 months? That's it. And then we lose the seniors. And the seniors are serving on our music team, on our A team, they're ushers. They're doing a great job in a lot of different areas. And I would challenge you guys to start looking at how you can get involved and then how you can step up and help out. I'd love for you to consider and plan out how you're going to grow and serve and further God's kingdom. What are you going to do? What's your plan of attack? There's lots of things we're doing as a youth group. We'd love for you to jump on board and to do those things with us, all right? And before I pray, I'm just going to leave you with, this is our theme verse. And I want to ask you, are you living this out? Are you actively seeking to put Christ first in your life? Paul wrote, I have been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. The life which I now live in the flesh by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself up for me. Let's pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we are so thankful for the facilities that you have given us here at Countryside. We're so thankful for the support that the elders have provided to us. Thank you that we have the finances to go on fun trips and do cool things. May we never lose sight of why we're here, Lord. We're not here just to have fun. We're not here just to enjoy each other. We're here, Lord, to serve you, to learn about you, and to grow in you. And as we do that, we're going to do fun stuff. And we're going to get to know each other better because you want us to. And I pray for each one of these youth that is here today, that they would know your Son Jesus as Lord and Savior, and they would actively desire to grow in Christ's likeness. And they would take advantage of every opportunity we have provided for them to grow and to learn and serve you more. So in your Son's name we pray, amen.